Busy broadcast here this Saturday morning. Let's get right to the calls. Every line is full. So here's how you get in if you have a question. Go to, if you're calling on a cell phone, get your dial pad. Type in 888-767-4348. When you hear us take a call, hit send. That'll be your best chance to get in queue. If somebody isn't able to join, we had to give out Steve's number last hour. There was a lot of people on the line during the week. Isley's Home Service, I-S-L-E-Y. Website and phone number?
I-S-L-E-Y-S.com. Phone number is 480-736-1805.
Let's start with Mark N. Chandler. Welcome to the program. What's your question?
Hi, and I might even be giving Isley a call after this. Back in the Midwest, how come out here in the Valley, and I know there's limited time to use them, I've been having trouble finding anybody who would install, let alone has heard of, a whole house fan. And I realize we've got a limited season to use them, couple months at the beginning and end. But why aren't they more common out here, and what cautions do I want to know about? I know they're not difficult to install.
Yeah, and it's very much like you said, that out here there's a very limited season to be able to use that, and moving air through the home, when it's as warm as it is during the day, it just defeats the purpose of having air conditioning within the home. So there are certain periods where it will work at night, but then you are bringing outdoor air in, and if it's humid out, you have issues with that. But it's just not a popular item that you see out here.
Okay, I was thinking like March, April, where it gets to 90 during the day and it gets to 50 at night. You know, the thing that's in the, you know what I'm talking about, in the ceiling of the house across right through the rest of the attic and out the attic vents. And I was just thinking that in, April, May, you're still getting down to 60 at night.
And Mark,
that was my thought.
You mentioned the Midwest. Whereabouts?
My brother-in-law had one in Chicago.
Okay. Well.
And I know you got the humidity, but there was obviously, you can use it a lot during the whole summertime.
Yeah, that's where Arizona has evap cooling.
And you just don't see them out here. I have seen them on homes, and they are available, but it's not something that we see every day.
So we appreciate the call. Let's move to, we're going to stay in Chandler and bring Charlie next on the line. Good morning. Charlie? All right. We'll get back to Charlie, and we don't have a screen call yet. All lines are full. So when we're talking about somebody moving in from another and, hey, how come this isn't there, best practices, if it worked great, it probably would be here.
I agree 100%. In evaporative cooling, you don't really see that as much anymore just due to the operating cost of it, maintenance, and how high efficiency the air conditioners are right now. But we definitely see people with evaporative cooling, and air conditioning is the most popular method of cooling a home right now.
Real quick, we won't spend a lot of time on it because there's not a lot of homes that have them yet, but mini splits.
Well, mini splits are a great machine. We add them a lot of times to people's garages and additions, or maybe there's a hot spot on a house with a flat roof or a two-story home where you don't have access to a space for ductwork, and they work out great. And, they range anywhere from 3/4 of a ton all the way up to 3.5 tons, and you can run multiple air handlers off of one condensing unit. They're extremely efficient. And, once they're installed, they're relatively easy to maintain, and they do deliver a lot of comfort throughout the home into spaces where people need it.
They are Derek, pretty cool units. Go ahead, Rosie.
On that topic, how do we accomplish indoor air quality with a mini split? The filtering systems on that are so simple and so basic. Do we then have to add a complementary auxiliary air filtration system?
I think that's about the only way to really do it, Rosie, with a mini split system. The filtration, is probably the weakest thing that I see on them. And if you had some sort of portable filter inside of a room, that would be a good device. Most people also have air conditioning inside of their home along with a mini split, depending upon the application and where it is. But what you're talking about is probably the best thing to do is have some sort of portable air cleaner if air quality is something that you're looking for.
Well, the high efficiency that they accomplish has a lot to do with the fact that they're not pushing any air through the ductwork to begin with. But, you know, that's the other question, John and Derek, that I'm asked a lot. How high efficiency a unit should I spend the money for? And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the 15 to 16s are pretty customary. You can get up into the low 20s. But that mini split, as I understand it, can exceed 30. But again, we're not pushing any air through ductwork. That's one of the reasons it can get so efficient. Ductwork is inherently a very inefficient way to distribute the air. Unfortunately, for central heating and air, we don't have many other ways we can do it.
And that's correct. And with that being said, I mean, really, the best thing to do to answer that question is to have somebody come out and look at the situation, because it really depends upon what you're going to be using it for. And when they go all the way up, like you said, above 30 SEER now, and that's depending upon the tonnage again. Up to is the key word there. But with that, your mini split, anywhere from 16 is where they start all the way up to 30. And, once again, depending upon the application is really what you're looking for. If they're going to be using it all the time inside of a space and they're really conscious of energy savings, then that's going to be your best option, is to go with something probably the 20 SEER to 30 SEER.